The International Rescue Committee is the latest aid organization to announce that it is suspending operations in Iraq because it is too dangerous to work there. The New York-based organization joins Doctors Without Borders and CARE in pulling its people out of Iraq. The United Nations still hasn't significantly increased its operations in that country since its headquarters was bombed in August of 2003. And the Red Cross also cut back its international staff after its Baghdad headquarters was attacked. Mark Bartolini is Middle East and Asia Director for the International Rescue Committee. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Your organization has suggested that it's pulling out because it's dangerous in Iraq. Is that the only reason?
No, actually, when we first went into Iraq back in April of 2003, we had spent quite a bit of time planning for a major humanitarian emergency, which never materialized. Certainly, there were significant needs, but we said early on that we likely would not stay in the country more than 1 to 2 years, and we've been there over 18 months now. So our grants are ending at the end of the year, but there's no doubt that the deteriorating security situation has been a key factor in our decision as well.
What sort of projects has the International Rescue Committee been doing in Iraq, and in what ways do those projects put your people in danger?
Well, we've primarily been doing water and sanitation projects. That was clearly one of the greatest needs. Due to poor water quality after years of oppression, war, and sanctions in the country, people were suffering from a variety of diseases related to that. So we were improving water conditions. We were also working on medical clinics, providing vaccinations to children. And most of our staff are national Iraqi staff. So there is a danger to them merely being associated with a Western organization, and obviously there's a danger to our international staff as well.
Did you expect when you came into Iraq that your people would be facing the sort of dangerous situations that they have been?
I don't think anybody could have expected the kind of environment that has materialized in Iraq. We are used to working in war zones. We're operational in about 30 countries around the world. But I've been doing this now for 11 years, and I've never seen a security environment as dangerous as what we're facing in Iraq.
Can you give me an example?
Well, you know, certainly we're used to being accidentally caught in the line of fire, and there have been numerous incidences of aid workers being targeted. But in Iraq, we are among the prime targets as internationals and our national staff as being associated with Western organizations. So virtually every time you venture out into the field, you're putting yourself at grave risk.
And have any of your people been hurt, wounded, kidnapped?
We have had some security incidents. We had one staff who was kidnapped, and we have had some injuries related to the fighting.
How about those projects that you started? Will you be able to complete them before you leave Iraq, or are they going to be left half-finished?
We will be able to complete them, and that was another factor in our decision to leave, in that many of the water projects that we've completed, we're looking at new types of projects that have more of a development bent right now. And to put our staff at this kind of risk, to do programs that we don't call necessarily essentially life-saving, was certainly also motivating us to make this call.
Well, it's interesting because it would seem like almost anything anyone would do in Iraq could be called life-saving.
Well, yes and no. It really depends on where you are in the country. There are areas of the country that, despite everything you're seeing in the media, are relatively stable. The areas that are in greatest need right now are obviously those that are undergoing fighting, and those are almost impossible to access.
The projects that you've been working on, will they be done by other groups after you leave?
There still are some NGOs that are operating there, and then there are a number of private contractors that are doing this kind of work as well. But I should point out, among the private contractors, it's a different methodology. It's a heavily armed type of thing, and they're hiring mostly subcontractors to do the work. What we've been able to do, I think, is show a bit of a different face of the Western world by being able to come in and work so closely with the community. There was suspicion, I think, early on. Many people hadn't had contact with the West. They had a lot of misperceptions. And I think over time we were very well accepted in our communities for the quality of work that we were doing and the fact that we went in without any political agenda.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mark Bartolini is Middle East and Asia Director for the International Rescue Committee.